This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you so much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area and if you need legal assistance of any kind, Brandon Legal Group is a full service law firm. Full service law firm. Full service means family law. Full service means divorce. Full service means mortgage. Full service means full service. Hopefully, you are not in a position now or anytime in the near future where you do need legal assistance. But when you do, you can request a free consultation from Brandon Legal Group by simply going to their website, brandonlegalgroup.com, clicking on the box that says request a free consultation, or you can call to obtain that free consultation at 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm in the Tampa Bay area, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. My email for this podcast is right.todd@yahoo.com. We are also in season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, separate from this one. But for those of you that play fantasy football and want fantasy football analysis, find that podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and you can email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. If you want Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament information, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. And feel free to follow along on social media. I try to keep my social media fun, promotional, the things I think social media are really for. It's ToddWright2121 on Instagram, on Twitter, and I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida on Facebook. I will never ask you to like an additional page. Please return the favor. And if we friend each other, don't ask me to like any additional pages. I just want to jump in on this edition of the Toddcast that I'm really worried as we get closer and closer to the start of the National Football League regular season and so many things that come with the start of the NFL regular season that we enjoy. Whether you most enjoy watching your team play, whatever team that is. Whether you most enjoy playing fantasy football, whether that's a season-long league you've been in for years, whether you're in one of my podcast leagues, whether you play daily on DraftKings, that gives you enjoyment. Whether it's the pools you have at work, I know they still exist, where you pick every game and you have a weekly winner and a season-long winner and you love that and following along on the weekend. Maybe it's as simple as, and I know I've migrated towards this the last 10 years especially, and some people are surprised. I don't watch much of the 1 o'clock Eastern time action on an NFL Sunday. I don't. I enjoy the morning and getting ready for the day in various capacities with various pregame shows, fantasy, non-fantasy. It starts my Sunday. It gets me excited. Then actually around 1 o'clock, I shut it all down, and I usually go play golf. And then about the time that the late afternoon games are getting to halftime is when I'm ready to watch until the Sunday night game ends. There was a year I was really into the Red Zone channel and watching all of those 1 o'clock games, and I enjoyed that. I don't do that anymore, because I don't want to spend the entire Sunday invested in one thing. So I do get away, and I don't watch much, if any, of the 1 o'clock games. I know I can get caught up on what I need to see, and I would rather be ramped up for the second half of the 4 o'clock window, and then the Sunday night game, which is the best production of all of them and often the best game. That's how I spend my Sundays. So I am worried that this enforcement initiative of the taunting rule is going to suck. It's not a new rule. It's been there. It just takes something pretty egregious to draw the flag. So I'm going to blame last year's Super Bowl teams for why we're at this point. I'm going to blame both Tyreek Hill and Antoine Winfield for this. Tyreek Hill started it. Antoine Winfield gave it back to him, but gave it back to him on the biggest stage in North American sports. And that caught the NFL's eye. And here we are. I wasn't watching this particular preseason game, but I know it involved the Colts within the last week. And I saw an offensive player gain roughly 10 yards. Don't even remember if it was a catch and run or a straight running play. And as he was tackled, he got up, threw the ball down, kind of flexed, and was excited that he made that play. And here came a flag. I'm really worried this is going to suck. We've been down the road of following football where penalty flags not only damage the big play element of the game or just the flow of the game, but it just gets too repetitive. I love when Al Michaels makes note of this and how there's so much laundry on the field. I understand the referees have a job to do, and much of that job is directed by their superiors at the National Football League. I get why they don't want egregious taunting. I get that. But can you define it? Can you make it where it's obvious to all and it's just stupid and it doesn't take away from the game itself? I'll give you another example. I don't watch as much college football as I used to, mainly because there's only a handful of teams worth watching. Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma. Usually then rotate one other SEC team in there pending the year. Could be LSU, could be Auburn, could be Georgia, could be A&M. That's it. I want to see the best. They're the best. Especially I want to see them when they play each other. These are college kids. And college kid scores a big touchdown. And you have a referee literally chasing him, scolding him if he even thinks about making a gesture or anything to celebrate his touchdown. It sucks. It's college football. Yeah, there was one bowl game. I think it was the bowl game that's played. And I watch a lot of bowl games, but I like the bowl game in Yankee Stadium. it just kind of works. The weather works. The teams seemingly never play each other, so it's always kind of an odd matchup. But I don't know. I think it kind of looks cool. And I believe it was a game involving K-State, and a player scored a touchdown and literally did a salute towards the crowd. That's it, a salute. And he got a celebration penalty. Really? A gesture that is in honor of our military? And you flag that shit? Had I been the supervisor of officials, or had I been in charge of the supervisor of officials for whatever referee was involved with that game, I tell that supervisor of officials, you fire him. He never works again for us. And if you won't fire him, I'm firing you because I'm firing him. Let the players enjoy the game. Let us enjoy the players enjoying the game. Again, we all understand the referees have a job to do. But the rule book already has too much shit in it. Too much. You know, let's go back. There are arguments that are made in various sports. You could call holding every play in football. You could call traveling every play in basketball. The NHL did clamp down, ironically, about, 15 years ago, on clamping down when we came out of a lockout. Teams adjusted. They did. Teams adjusted. Holding just kind of happens. I mean, short of putting oven mitts on all these offensive linemen so they can't grab or you know, something, I've thought of that. Since they're not eligible receivers, why don't you put something on their hands that doesn't allow them to grab a player, grab a jersey? Is that outlandish? I'd love it if it just took away the chance that these guys could hold. Acknowledging the refs have a job to do. Don't make the beginning of this year suck. Don't make us where we watch a big play and a player's excited about making a play and we're excited for him and that player doesn't do anything negative towards a team, towards an opponent or the opposing fans. He's enthusiastic about what he's doing. He's excited for his performance. Don't throw the flag there. I get there are times it's worthy of a flag, but I'm just really worried this is going to suck. I give you the college football touchdown as an example. I don't like watching football when, you know, we go back to the holding penalty because we see them a lot on returns. I was sitting there at, I think it was the Cowboys playoff win, 2008 season against the Seahawks. And Tavon Austin took a punt, ran it down the sidelines for a touchdown. And then you look back and there's the yellow flag. And the play comes back. All that excitement was for naught. I wouldn't be opposed, knowing the refs have a job to do. Think about this from your standpoint. If there's an obvious penalty on a play involving the team moving the ball, throw the flag and blow the whistle. Just do it. Just end the play. I think it's better. Blow the play dead as the flag hits the ground. The referee that throws the flag also blows the whistle. Play is dead. because we have a foul on the offense. There's no way it's going to be declined. There's no way it can be overturned. Don't let the play play out. Don't let the return go 70, 80 yards. Don't let the running back go 50 yards for a touchdown. Don't let the quarterback throw the 35-yard touchdown. Blow the play dead. At least we don't get excited about something that doesn't count. I don't know, maybe then officials would think twice about making those plays. Is it worth a foul or not? And if it is, this play's dead. It's over. The initiative on the taunting rule really worries me for the start of this season. That you're going to be watching something, you'll get excited about a play, and it's the equivalent of, oh, it doesn't even count. And there's, we lose yardage in addition to losing the first down, the score, what have you. I don't like it. I hope it goes away based on some of the pushback already from people with a lot bigger voices than me. Just like that road we were going down a few years ago with helmet to helmet, and any helmet to helmet resulted in a 15-yard penalty, and suddenly defensive backs and linebackers are like, we don't know how to tackle with the way flags were being thrown in the preseason. That did calm down. I'm hoping the taunting flags also calm down. But I'm blaming you, Tyreek Hill, and I'm blaming you, Antoine Winfield. If you two hadn't done what you did in the two games last year between the Chiefs and the Bucs, and I know Tyreek Hill did it in a number of other games other than just against the Buccaneers, we're not at this point. And I don't like this point we're at. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Talk to you next time.